Coast Radio Newswatch. The truth verified.
The Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association is calling for Townsend Park in Ballito to be preserved as a public space, following complaints from the Zululand Islamic Society regarding delays in the construction of a mosque. Last week, the society blamed the municipality for the delays, calling them a violation of constitutional rights. But the municipality said the matter was formally referred to council in April after guidance from National Treasury and COGTA. It requested that the process restart to ensure full legal compliance. Speaking to Newswatch, Mary Kasam from the association also confirmed this. She says the land was donated to the municipality by a family many decades ago for public use, and they want to ensure the remaining green areas are protected. Kasam says after the initial bid to purchase was made in 2018, they launched formal objections.
We launched formal objections the following year, in addition to taking on legal counsel to make inquiries with the municipality about this proposed sale. In 2022, we launched an official petition which has garnered over 2,500 signatures, which was handed over to KDM with a letter. And we also provided a template objection letter so that our residents, especially the community in the immediate area surrounding that park, could make their own written representations to the municipality if they had objections.
Kasam says it's also important to note that in 2024, the Ballito Muslim Trust received approval from the municipality for a 300-capacity prayer hall in the Ballito Business Park, which is now nearing completion.
But it's no secret that the amount of development that is happening on the North Coast, both from a residential and commercial perspective, is exponentially growing, has been over the past 15 to 20 years, and seems to be only accelerating further, which makes it even more important that we protect these green spaces.
Heavy rains have battered parts of KZN's Umshwati local municipality, destroying homes and flooding key routes. Disaster teams have been deployed to the Midlands region as the search continues for three people swept away in the downpour last night. KZN COGTA's Nzelwa Mzila says the New Hanover area suffered the most damage. He says officials are also responding to reports of damaged homes and compromised roads across the Umgungundlovu district. Mzila says assessments will be carried out once it's safe to do so.
Disaster management teams are working across the clock to respond to several incidents that have occurred across the broader Umgungundlovu district as a result of the inclement weather conditions.
KZN Human Settlements spokesperson Ndaba Sibiya says the RTI has activated a traffic management plan to prevent congestion on the N3 and N2.
Our focus is on short-term housing solutions for the displaced families. Many communities will be isolated as roads and bridges have been flooded and some washed away. Our dedicated team from Road Traffic Inspectorate is working flat out to ensure the safety of motorists. The RTI team is coordinating certain road closures and observing major roads.
And an umbrella organization in Nigeria says some 50 of the more than 300 children kidnapped from a Catholic school have escaped. Gunmen raided St. Mary's School in Niger State on Friday, taking 303 children and 12 teachers in one of the largest mass kidnappings in the country. The Christian Association of Nigeria says at least 50 pupils managed to escape and have since been reunited with their parents. Meanwhile, in a separate incident, the president has announced the rescue of 38 worshippers taken during an attack on a church in Kwara State last week. Back home, and more severe thunderstorms are expected to lash KZN's northwestern parts today. Heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail have been forecast for the region, which is under a level 4 alert. Durban 22 degrees, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 23. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, a Monday night football sees Everton travel to Old Trafford at 10 p.m. tonight. The Dolphins edge the Lions in an L-biter in the T20 Challenge. And India 108 for 5 in reply to South Africa's 489 all out in the first innings. Second test in day 3.